This is the life that I was born into. Ooh, this is the truth. So what you gonna do? Ooh, true.
Welcome to Mixtape. This is where talent and story collide to speak on a variety of topics surrounding sex. Nothing is left unturned as God's grand design as a sex maker is revealed. I'm Jason Sochnik, Executive Director for Project 619. On this tape, I'm joined by Julia and two new voices. First, Olivia Swanson, a student at Whitworth University and from North Bend, Washington. Second, Philip Olivato, a recent graduate from Castle Rock, Colorado. Marriage. If you're under the age of 20, it's possible that you still have another 10 years to wait until this moment occurs. Christians who wish to follow God's design for sex have to realize that this decision is not always easy, and what we do with this time before is important.
When I was a teenager, I remember thinking that marriage was just another obvious event that would occur in my life, like high school graduation or driving a car. So when I made the decision at 15 to wait to have sex until I was married, I didn't fully understand what that decision meant at the time. Back then, it just meant that the next few years would be a waiting game until I got married. Not that hard. What I didn't realize is that there is a lot of time between 15 years old and a good time to get married. For me, it was 11 years. And while as a teenager, I thought marriage was just the answer to not having sex, what I learned during those 11 years is that waiting for sex is about more than just an end goal of marriage. Waiting for sex is a deliberate lifestyle in which you decide to claim not only God's design for sex, but also the emotional, physical, and relational benefits that are a result of waiting. And there are so many. For example, waiting for sex means any relationship you enter will automatically be less risky. You won't risk bonding emotionally with someone in a way that can be damaging if the relationship ends. You won't risk STDs or a pregnancy. And you don't ever have to worry about a relationship being based on sex. You get to be in any or all relationships knowing fully both people are in it for the right reasons. It's extremely difficult to not make marriage the end goal of abstaining from sex, believe me. And there will be seasons in your life where you can't see any reason to wait but marriage. But if this is our mindset, being single becomes nothing more than a time before you were married, rather than a full life of its own. Singleness is not the waiting room to marriage. It's a deliberate and unique time of life in which you are still a whole person. No marriage will ever complete you. And in this time, waiting becomes more about honoring yourself and God, rather than simply just hoping for a spouse to show up.
When Paul writes to the church at Corinth, he comes to a place in his letter where he addresses questions on sex and the practice of it. One thing he addresses with wonderful pointedness is the gift of singleness. It is important to remember that all of us will be single in our lives, and Paul uses this truth to point out that this time in our life is a gift. It is a time when we have the freedom to do more, to do something greater than ourselves. The point Paul is making is vital. Your story does not start when you get married. It starts the moment you walk into God's story and allow Jesus to be front and center. It is important to realize that the waiting period to have sex, if you follow God's design and live in the culture we do, it's longer than ever before. It means you could spend almost a decade waiting. The ramifications of this on our sexuality is tremendous. But it is a fact of life. Waiting is a part of life. There is always something on the horizon. Waiting doesn't mean we tread water. No. We are to use this part of our life to make a difference. Make this time in your life about something greater than you. We're not meant to do life alone. Relationship is built into our DNA from the beginning of time. In fact, a government study called Hardwired to Connect found the same truth. In relationship, we thrive. Without relationship, we die. Sexual integrity is not something we practice in a bubble. It is something practiced in relationship with Jesus Christ, first, and then with others, second. Here is an amazing truth. God was in relationship with himself before he ever created the first human, Adam. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The triune God is who we celebrate in our worship, who we pray to, and who we follow. Want proof? In Genesis, it says, "Let us make humans in our image." It does not say, "Let me make humans in my image." This would mean that there was more than one in the creation of humans. This reality tells us something about God. Our God is a God that loves relationship and built it into our DNA. Olivia Swanson has had her run-in with relationships, but over time she has learned something about herself and her identity. It's not dependent on who she is with, but rather who she is known by. Here is Olivia.
Singleness is so underrated, in my opinion, and you're told that it's something to be embarrassed of. So often, people put relationships on this pedestal as if it was the marker that you've made it. Or what's worse is when I hear people say that they aren't ready to be in a relationship. But my question for you is, when will you ever be ready? To me, this diminishes singleness down to something like a JV team where you feel the need to just always be striving. And I think that we fall into the trap of believing that once you work hard enough, then you can get promoted to being in a relationship. But the reality is, though, your Facebook relationship status does not get to decide whether you are worthy of love or not. You are enough, and you don't need a boyfriend or girlfriend to prove that. For me, I think it's really easy to let my self-worth be determined by the simple fact of whether I'm dating or whether I'm single. But really, being in a relationship doesn't solve our problems or take away any of our insecurities. So, rather than letting my relationship status be something to feel shameful over, I began to see this season as me simply just walking with Jesus, ready for whatever he has to teach me. So I've learned that singleness should not be a time to feel embarrassed about, or a time that we get to go crazy and do whatever we want with whoever we want. It's a time for you to discover more of who God is and who you are to him, and a time for you to really just be present and have fun with the people in your life. So, singleness is not so much about what we're missing out on, but what we're able to step into.
The space between platonic and romantic relationship can seem a world apart until you're in a friendship with someone of the opposite sex. Here's Philip to discuss more.
My thoughts on singleness are, of course, shaped by my own relational experiences. I've actually never been in a dating relationship, and that's for a variety of reasons, but it definitely puts me in the minority. A large factor in that, I think, is just an attitude. I've tried hard to approach women in my life with an initial mindset of friendship rather than romantic interest. If that were to build into something more, I could evaluate whether to pursue the relationship further. All throughout high school and college, I had friends who were just really hungry for relationships and would view every new acquaintance of the opposite sex as a potential mate. This mindset ended up causing a lot of relational tension and emotional strain, as they would have a brief period of intense interest, usually followed by a period of dejection when things wouldn't turn out. I think this pointed to a deeper truth in my friends' lives, that the fear of loneliness was real, and that they wanted intimacy. Now, obviously, wishing for intimacy is natural and healthy, but I think that there's a conflation of terms when people think that intimacy and romantic attraction are one and the same. The reality is, though, that intimacy can be found in a lot of places, and can certainly be had while staying single. In fact, a lot of my close friends are female, and we don't have to be in a romantic partnership with one another to feel close. Singleness can be hard at times, certainly, but shifting our mindset to one of friendship first can help us avoid a recurring cycle of hopefulness and discouragement, and just develop and enjoy the intimacy of the relationships we already have.
Mixtape is brought to you by Project 619. Do you have a story you want to share? Check us out on the interweb and help illuminate true life and true relationship by getting involved. Go to www.project619.org/illuminate. That's www.project, the numbers mixtapevolume.org/illuminate. This will conclude Mixtape Volume 1. Thanks for listening.